on demand. Here's the morning show highlight clip of the day. It's time for Friday Cry Day. Feels good to let it out.
Yeah, it does. Maybe you've never heard this game before, and it's going to sound a little silly, but I promise, the more you get used to it, the more desensitized you get to it.
True. No, I think what's crazy is, like, it's meant to be funny, but then the more you get used to it, you're like, damn, same. You know what I mean? You're like, damn.
I don't
me
know.
Too.
The more I think about this game, I'm like, is it mean? I don't know.
No, it's just real.
Friday Karate goes like this. Jess, in case you don't know, is a very sensitive person. So what we do at the end of the week is it's kind of a review of tears. Jess is going to tell you three potential stories of why she potentially cried this week as a sensitive person, okay? But out of these three stories, only one of them is going to be a real reason of why she cried. Two of them are going to be made up. One is going to be the real cry. Can you figure out what was the real cry of the week? If you can, you win a prize. Let's play Friday Cry Day and see if you can figure it out. All right. Story number one.
So this week I did something new. I sat in on sales calls with our team where we reach out to local businesses about potentially partnering with our show, okay? I was excited. I've never done this before. So I have my little notebook. I'm really excited to talk to these people. And then our first call happens.
Oh God.
We say,
oh God,
who we are. We mention the station and the person literally hung up. Like, I don't even think he got through saying, and it was like,
a cold call?
Yes.
Oh my God.
Yeah. He's like, hey, this is,
I didn't know there were cold calls. No, don't say who it was.
He was like, hey, this is so-and-so. And like, just for Mix 106.5, and we're wondering.
Oh my God.
No, like, no thanks or not interested. Literally, I was so shook. I looked at the rep and I was like, is this what happened?
They were like,
oh yeah, like that happens a lot. And I go, what? It literally hurt my feelings. I was like, dude,
yes,
there is no way that I could ever. I was like, honestly, props and shout out to the sales team and like sales
to
reps
it,
all over
to
the
every
world.
Sales teams.
All over the world, because ugh, I literally was emotionally affected and it hadn't even been 2 minutes.
People that do sales, like, y'all are such a different breed than us sensitive, like, talent people, because
I literally went.
And that was one. They do that like 58
that
times a day. It's
and
like,
I was like,
I
are
can't.
We going to keep going? They're like, yeah, we have 30 more minutes with you. This
story number two, that by the way is the answer, I'm sure, but story number two, yes.
Story number two. So I was at a dealership for a partner who actually loves me, thank you very much. Superior Motor Company, recording content, minding my business, and I happened to witness a couple buying a car in real time.
Oh,
and like, you know me, I couldn't help myself. I was like, did you guys just buy a car? You know what I mean?
All their business.
And I was like, can I hug you? I'm so excited.
You hugged them?
And like, thank God, it was actually a couple. Their names are Allie and Ethan, and they ended up being listeners of the show.
Oh.
And Allie was like, oh my gosh, we love Friday Friday. And I was like, wait, can like I really hug you guys? And I just felt so, I was totally third wheeling on their husband and wife milestone moment. But I was like so honored to be there. And it made me emotional because I'm like, I'm so proud of you guys.
Sometimes I worry when you meet listeners because, like, I really hope that you guys are like super fans of the show, because meeting Jess is a lot. Like, it's
no,
just a lot.
Thank
like, she's
God
so excited
down
to meet you.
Like, do you see them? Me and them.
Yeah. Jess is like crying and like, oh, wow.
Me
they're like, cool.
With their moment, just husband and wife trying to get a car.
We just like the music, but thanks.
Okay, yeah. Shout out Allie and Ethan. Thank God you guys were cool with me, because that would have been so awkward.
Story number three.
Okay. Story number three. I was not ready for this one. Charlotte brought in sourdough bread for to bay or not to bay, because we were doing avocado toast, which obviously you're thinking like, okay, innocent, harmless, it's just bread or whatever. But the second that that smell hit my body, I literally was like taken back to being 6 years old at my Grammy's house in my jammies, like eating our midnight snack, which used to be toasted sourdough bread with like all the butter, as much as butter as I wanted to. And I don't know what it was, maybe just because I wasn't expecting it. I hadn't smelled that smell in such a long time. And we were just in the middle of a different break. But it caught me off guard that I started crying, because I was like, where am I?
All right. Which one's the real cry?
God, this week was like a lot for me, you guys.
I think, oh God, I don't even know. I think it was probably the sales call, but what do you think? Let's go to, this is Trisha and Abby. Hi, Trisha.
Good morning.
You feel confident with your answer?
I do think it's number three.
Three. That was the sourdough. Why? To me, that's the one. I don't believe it's that one. But why do you think it's that one?
I think it's that one because Jess is really sentimental.
I think
that would bring back good memories of her childhood.
She is. You know, you're right. Family, sentimental. It's true. There's a lot of context clues in that one. That's a good point. Jess, was it the sourdough? Because if it was, I did not see you crying over the bread. Was that the...
Yeah, it was.
You cried over it?
Dude, during To Bake or Not To Bake, because you were like, no, we're not doing this right now. But when I ate it, I started crying.
Did you really cry?
I was speaking, and I was speaking through the tears because I'm a professional. But I literally, as we're doing To Bake, I bit the bread, and I'll start crying about it right now. I literally started crying because I have not smelled that smell in so long, which is almost like, I don't know, like, why haven't I been getting sourdough bread?
It was really bizarre because...
But, like, I really started crying because it made me think of all my Grammy.
She turned to Charlotte at one point and she goes, wait, can I just have this other piece of bread? Like, it was so... I was like... Wait, are you asking Charlotte just to, like, have a piece of bread? She's like, oh. And then Charlotte said, I mean, maybe there's some butter in the fridge you can put. She's like, I just want this piece of bread. I was like, what is happening over there? Like,
no,
whatever.
I really cried.
Yeah, hey, well,
so
that's...
thank you, Charlotte, for that, by the way.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Hey, Trisha, you used your Jess deduction skills, and that's one Friday for you. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Yeah, you're so welcome. And that's a game called Friday Criday.
Hey, thanks for listening. Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily. And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars. Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore. And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.